Judith 6:1, and when the tumult of men that were about the council was ceased, Holofernes the chief captain of the army of Ashur, said unto Achir, and all the Moabites, before all the company of other nations, 6:2, and who art thou, Achir, and the hirelings of Ephraim, that thou hast prophesied against us as today, and hast said, that we should not make war with the people of Israel, because their God will defend them. And who is God but Nabucodonosor? 6:3 He will send his power, and will destroy them from the face of the earth, and their God shall not deliver them. But we his servants will destroy them, as one man. For they are not able to sustain the power of our horses. 6:4 For with them we will tread them underfoot, and their mountains shall be drunken with their blood, and their fields shall be filled with their dead bodies, and their footsteps shall not be able to stand before us, for they shall utterly perish, saith King Nabucodonosor, Lord of all the earth. For he said, none of my words shall be in vain. 6:5 And thou, Achir, and hireling of Ammon, which hast spoken these words, in the day of thine iniquity, shalt see my face no more, from this day, until I take vengeance of this nation, that came out of Egypt. 6:6 And then shall the sword of mine army, and the multitude of them that serve me, pass through thy sides, and thou shalt fall among their slain, when I return. 6:7 Now therefore my servants shall bring thee back into the hill country, and shall set thee in one of the cities of the passages. 6:8 And thou shalt not perish till thou be destroyed with them. 6:9 And if thou persuade thyself in thy mind that they shall be taken, let not thy countenance fall. I have spoken it, and none of my words shall be in vain. 6:10 Then Holofernes commanded his servants that waited in his tent to take Achir and bring him to Bethulia and deliver him into the hands of the children of Israel. 6:11 So his servants took him and brought him out of the camp into the plain, and they went from the midst of the plain into the hill country and came unto the fountains that were under Bethulia. 6:12 And when the men of the city saw them, they took up their weapons and went out of the city to the top of the hill. And every man that used a sling kept them from coming up by casting of stones against them. 6:13 Nevertheless, having gotten privily under the hill, they bound Achir and cast him down and left him at the foot of the hill and returned to their lord. 6:14 But the Israelites descended from their city and came unto him and loosed him and brought him to Bethulia and presented him to the governors of the city. 6:15 Which were in those days Ozias the son of Micah of the tribe of Simeon, and Shabri the son of Gothoniel, and Charmas the son of Melchiel. 6:16 And they called together all the ancients of the city, and all their youth ran together, and their women, to the assembly, and they set a cheer in the midst of all their people. Then Ozias asked him of that which was done. 6:17 And he answered and declared unto them the words of the council of Holofernes, and all the words that he had spoken in the midst of the princes of Ashur, and whatsoever Holofernes had spoken proudly against the house of Israel. 6:18 Then the people fell down and worshipped God, and cried unto God, saying, 6:19 O Lord God of heaven, behold their pride, and pity the low estate of our nation, and look upon the face of those that are sanctified unto thee this day. 6:20 Then they comforted Achir, and praised him greatly. 6:21 And Ozias took him out of the assembly unto his house, and made a feast to the elders. And they called on the God of Israel all that night for help.